Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to talk about values and how when other people get our values and feel the same way, they understand who we are. They understand what our plight is and why we do what we do. They understand how we tick. When we share some of the same values with other people, it makes it easier to be understood, and people understand where you're coming from. And I'm a big believer in associating and having friends with various different people from all over the planet. And it doesn't matter color, race, creed. But the one thing that brings people together is what they value. So, for example, if somebody values respect or family or peace or freedom, when other people value those same values, it makes it easier to understand where they're coming from, who they are, and what they actually mean when they say something. And it's also interesting, too, oftentimes when somebody doesn't have the same values as we do, they don't understand why we do what we do. And so they might question your direction or your cause or your purpose. And when they question that, what happens to us? Well, we have a tendency in questioning our own purpose, because then we begin to wonder, is this valuable? Is this something tangible? Should I be going down this path, or am I just wasting my time? And so when it comes to self-actualization, peace of mind, and continuing to pursue our passions and purpose, we need to align with other people who understand where we are coming from. So on today's show, I want to talk about being around people who value the same things, understanding that, respecting people that have different values, and finding that commonality so that you can understand other folks in your life, as well as, better yet, not only understanding them, but understanding you, and why we have a tendency sometimes of questioning ourselves, of making judgment calls on ourselves, and wondering, are we really going the right direction, or are we lost? And so this is a big question today on Live Your True Life Perspectives. And I think it's interesting, when we find folks with similar values, it's very important. And I think that's interesting, because when you do meet people that value the same thing, for example, they value family. And so you're both married, you have children, you spend time with your parents, your grandparents, all that stuff, because family is very important to you. It seems to resonate through the friendship as well. It's interesting, really, because one person's not trying to pull the other person away from what they want to be doing. Because a good example is, if you have one person that really values family and you have another person who doesn't, that other person's going to be trying to take you out, go to the bars, do something else instead of hanging out with your family. And eventually you're not going to be hanging out with your family, you're going to be hanging out with them. But then at that point, you're acting antithetical to your values. And it becomes so much easier when you surround yourself with people that have that same value idea, because it's not so hard to explain yourself of why you're doing what you're doing. And I think that's interesting, because I think oftentimes, yeah, we get into that whole mindset of, well, I want to hang out with different people, and I want to get to know different plights. And I totally agree with that. But I think if you look at those different plights and you look at different people from all over the planet, you can still find a tribe of people that have a similar value system as you do that allows you to actually grow and prosper. Because when we're in a different value system and we're surrounded by people that value things different than we do, we have a tendency of wanting to fit in. And because we want to fit in, what happens is that we kind of put our concepts and our values on the back burner because we want to fit in, we want to be cool, we want to be accepted, instead of actually following along with what we were doing, because we begin to question ourselves, is this what I really need to be doing, or should I be doing what they're doing? And I have gone on many tangents in my life surrounding myself with people that don't value the same thing as I do and don't have a clue of what makes me tick, and going off, you know, down this primrose path and realizing that I wasted a couple of months of my life. And not only that, but I actually questioned my own reality based on some people that don't value the same thing as I do. Recently, I had a client that was in my office that's been working on a internet project for a long time. And I think it's a very valuable project. I think it's a very smart project. And I know exactly why he created this site and why it's so important to him. And he asked me, he said his best friend started questioning him the other day about why are you spending all the time doing this, and why does that work for you, and what does this mean, and what's the value, and how is this inherently important? And he began to explain himself to his best friend, and throughout the next 20, 30, 40 minutes, he said he began to question the validity of the site in its totality, because the friend couldn't wrap their brain around it. And I understand, I've been there before, where somebody doesn't understand the value of it. And we don't see it as understanding the value. We see it as that they just feel like this isn't valuable, and they're basically telling us we need to move on and find something else. And so some of us will get completely derailed based on what one person says. And it's very interesting, because I've found that often when people don't have that same value system or understand your drive or purpose or feel that same way about whatever that is, they're not going to understand the relevance or what's valuable about what you're doing. And it's a deeper scenario, more so than just that website in this particular situation with this particular client. If you think about it, not understanding why he's doing what he's doing with this particular site and how deep it is to him, it's almost like questioning the validity of his life. And I don't think we realize how deep some of this stuff is, because when people don't value the same values as we, certainly they're going to question our direction and question what we value and question our activities and our motives and all that kind of stuff. But in reality, I think to some degree, we not only take it personally, but we begin to question our own reality. For example, if you've been working on something for a very long time, that has taken up a large part of your life, and you created it in the mind's eye, and it was very important, and you continue to work on it. And so when you're going through this process and somebody begins to question something that takes up generally a lot of your time and something that you put a lot of man hours into and a lot of thought, that begins to make you kind of not only question yourself but also question the friendship. Because if you're really thinking logically about it, most people, if they don't understand what you're doing and why you're doing it, will question everything in its totality, okay? And I've been there before, where I'm writing a book and somebody's like, well, what are you doing that for? You know, they have no idea, no concept of why I would create that. And that's because, for example, they would never want to go out and help other people deal with their problems, okay? And in this particular situation, this was a long time ago, and I was talking about writing this book, and I had a couple of friends that were like, man, what a waste of time. Who cares, you know, that these people have problems? Why do you care about helping them? And that's, and you see what I'm saying? It's not because they were devaluing me. They just don't see the value in helping other people. And I can see from their thought process, I guess, but helping other people is a big thing to me. It's like when you donate time at a shelter or for homeless animals or whatever that is that brings you fulfillment in your day-to-day life. When somebody questions that amount of time that you provide to that organization, or questions, you know, why you give that time or why you volunteer or what's your motive, oftentimes they haven't gotten close to their heart to figure out how to give back, and they don't understand why you would want to give back. And they also haven't figured out that sense of community. And in that situation, they're going to ask you a lot of questions about why and how and, you know, isn't this a waste of time and couldn't you find something better to do with your time and all this stuff in between. And you have to be really solid to respond back with honesty and genuine attitude. But a lot of us begin to question and wonder the validity and really, should I be doing something else? And I found that in order to stay on our purpose and stay clear to our purpose and stay true to our purpose, we must surround ourselves with people who understand our values. The more someone understands our values and our plight, we don't have to explain anymore. Because I found the more we have to explain about our life, the more our life loses its luster. Because instead of expressing all the wonderment and the amazing stuff that's going on and how blessed we are and how happy we are and how joy-filled we are based on the fact that we're giving back or we're doing this for society or we're helping other people, instead we're explaining why it matters to us and it begins to lose its power. When I return, I want to give you a really cool example of a good idea of what I'm saying, because I think many of you have been there before. If you're there right now, even explaining yourself to someone, trying to explain why you do what you do, and in response, wanting that validity, wanting that acceptance, and feeling as though you're not getting it because you're not getting it from that person. And I want to talk more about accepting ourselves and finding our own tribe later on here in the hour, because I think this is so critical for us to continue on the path of our purpose and do what's right for our life. If you haven't visited the website lately, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Check out some of the most recent blogs as well as radio shows. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about getting in where you fit in, finding other people with the same values who understand you. And quite the contrary, oftentimes we find people that don't understand our values, don't know why we do what we do, are completely confused by our plight. And what happens? Well, they begin to ask us questions about what we're doing. They question the validity of the projects we're working on, so forth and so on. And we begin to question ourselves and our own motives. And in the process of them questioning us, what happens is we begin to question ourselves and we begin to kind of diffuse our power by trying to convince them of something of value. Right before the break, I was talking about that great example that I was going to offer that might shed some light on something that you're dealing with right now or have dealt with and how to overcome it. I don't know about you, but if you've ever had an amazing epiphany, maybe you felt the grace of God, maybe you saw a vision, whatever it was that was major in your life, something that you can recall right now, right on the second, and you went to go tell a friend about it, and there you were telling your friend about it, and you're like, da-da-da-da, and this is what happened, it was so amazing, and they look at you like you're crazy. And they're staring at you looking like you're crazy, and you're like, and they're like, so wait, what happened again? And you go, this is what happened. And they go, wait, hold on a second. And you start telling, and you start explaining, and they start asking you question after question after question after question. And by the time you get out of this, it was almost like you were being questioned by the FBI on some major case, right? And you're over there, like, eventually questioning the validity of what happened because you were having to defend you so much throughout that process that you begin to question that it even happened. And to me, that's sad. And I've been there before a long time ago. And I learned that there's certain things that you keep to yourself, or there's certain things that you can tell your tribe. But other than that, no. Because taints the situation in a way, because what happens is, as you're trying to tell this person about what happened, and you know, you're really happy and joyous and in the moment and like a kid, you know, like so happy about what happened, as you're in that process and that person's asking you questions, it begins to devalue the situation at hand. It begins to devalue what you experience. It begins to devalue to the point where you begin to question yourself. Wow, maybe that didn't happen that way. Maybe that was just in my mind. And also you begin to question the magnitude of it. Well, maybe it was just kind of, you know, it just kind of happened, or it was coincidental, or, you know, I don't know. Maybe it was that antacid I took earlier that made me think that I had some sort of vision, whatever that was. Our mind begins to try to override the situation. And I'll tell you one thing, I don't like that. I don't like that feeling. I don't like to feel that way. I don't like to question my reality, especially when I'm telling someone near and dear to me about something amazing happens and they act like that. You know, nowadays I realize you got to really pick and choose. You got to pick and choose who you tell the most amazing things to, because if you don't watch out, you'll tell the wrong person. They'll either use it against you, they'll make you question your own reality, they'll try to basically tear it and pick it apart until there's nothing left. And it was funny, I remember this was about, I guess this was about 4 years ago, and I met a person in the studio, in one of my studios, in one of my stations, and he seemed like a really nice person. He was one of those people that asked questions about everything. It was like the constant, you know, the two-year-old, well, look up, why is the sky blue, mommy? What's the cloud, mommy? What's that, mommy? But it was more like, you know, it was constant barrages of questions. And it was okay for somebody to ask questions, but basically this person was there to try to devalue and find faults in every single thing that you say. And I just don't have time for that in my life. I don't have time for it. And I'll call a spade in that situation. And so I've realized when you're in a situation where you're dealing with somebody that is questioning your validity of what you're talking about, all that does is make you question yourself. Question the validity of the experience, question the experience in its totality, and begin to question your own sanity to some degree. And that can be quite painful. So when our values don't align, or you don't see eye to eye with somebody, it can be painful, because you're going to go through these situations if you even have conversations. Now, on the flip side, when our values do align, we're able to talk about different things. We're able to, you know, add to the conversation. We're able to maximize understanding. And it's almost like we open each other's minds even more and more, and we gradually grow upon each other. And it's a really awesome feeling, because you realize, wow, there are other people that feel how I feel. There are other people who actually value what I value. And there's other people that understand me. And that, to me, is so important. Because when we are understood, we're not having to identify or define ourselves anymore. Instead, what we're doing is we're able to expand, and we're able to have a conversation instead of an acquisition or a, you know, the FBI interrogation. You know, it's like it's no interrogation. It's actual understanding and getting to know one another, and being able to open each other's minds to some really awesome stuff that we wouldn't be able to do if we were really just trying to explain ourselves every second of the conversation. You know, I find it interesting when we do find other people who have aligning values with us, we're able to express ourselves more genuinely, because we know that they're not questioning or devaluing. In reality, we're speaking to the choir. And I've had friends on both sides of the aisle, you know, where you're dealing. I'm not talking about politics. Well, you know, you can too as well. But, you know, it's interesting how when you do have those friends that really get you, you know, whether it's like you really respect this or they respect family or whatever it is, you're able to have that communication. You're able to express how you feel. And, you know, we all want to fit in to some degree. And as human beings, we can have a tendency of even falsifying who we truly are just to fit in. And let me give you an example, because some of you out there are like, no, huh, I never lie. And I'm not talking about lying. I'm just saying downplaying who you are. Like the other day, what I should have said in a situation, I didn't say. I was talking to somebody, and it was a great conversation. And they seemed very intelligent, and they seemed, you know, quite, you know, deep conversationalist. And when I was leaving, they took their cigarette and put it out on the tree. And I was like mortified. I was like, oh my God. And I wanted to say, what in the hell are you doing? I mean, come on, buddy. But I didn't. And I just got quiet. And you see, that to me is falsification of who I am. However, I didn't want to sit there and go, oh my God, what the hell is the matter with you? I mean, I should have, but I didn't. And sometimes we hold things in because we want to fit in, or we want to blend in, or we don't want to rock the boat. We don't want anybody sitting there going, man, you know, she's, God, man, God, not her again. And so we have a tendency of holding some things in. But isn't it nice to be around people that have those same values? Isn't it nice to be around people that get what you value? Isn't it freaking nice to be around people who actually care about what you care about, right? It's fabulous. And that's what's so great, is that when you actually care and they understand, it not only offers value to what you're doing, but you're no longer having to explain yourself anymore. And I know some of you say, well, you know, it's easier said than done when dealing with these people, because the people that I have to explain the most to happen to be family. How do you deal with that? They happen to be family, and I can't just walk away, but they're the ones that make me question my reality the most. They're the ones that question my existence. They're the ones that are constantly making fun of what I'm doing. And I understand, because a lot of us have family members like that. A lot of us have to go through this on a daily basis, and it can be really, really tough. It was funny. It was years and years ago, and I'm not going to say exactly which family member this was, but this is a very close family member. And my husband was on the phone with this person, and they were talking, and my husband said, you know, hey, Ashley's got an article in a magazine and right next to Deepak Chopra's article. And it was kind of a big deal, okay? But I never brought it up. I wasn't tooting my own horn, okay? And he brought it up on the phone, and their response was quickly, wow, there must have been a printing mistake, huh? And I think a lot of us have gone through that, and it's okay. You know why they do that? I mean, I can go into that a little bit more after the break. But, you know, when you have somebody that said, wow, man, that's great. That's really cool. And not worried, not making assumptions, not trying to devalue it. Yeah, it's an awesome feeling. But I know some of you are dealing with it right now, and I totally understand. When I return, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on dealing with this and overcoming that reality and moving more into a reality with your tribe. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'm back this time in two shakes.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-7222.
800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking about finding other people that have the same values as you do. People that understand your plight, your vision, your purpose, your direction. Where it's not like you're trying to explain yourself to them all the time. Remember the last time you were in a conversation where you had to explain everything you did? You remember how fun that was? Nada. Not fun at all. You probably felt a little, upset, angry, dejected, but also like you wasted a lot of time. And I feel that time is one of the most important things we have in this life. If it's your health, your time, those are the two most important things to have. And you can't get your time back. So why spend it around people that don't understand you? I mean, I understand that we want diversity and we like to be challenged, but do you like to be challenged in a positive or in a negative way? Do you like to be challenged where other people that understand what you're doing, and they push your knowledge forward and they push you forward and they push you to grow and motivate you to learn? Or do you want somebody that's pushing you to explain yourself and to justify your actions and to explain why you did XYZ and what the merit about it is and if it really did happen or not? I don't know about you, but I've had enough of that. I don't need the explaining of if this is real. I don't need to explain that this really happened and then try to like create valid points. I don't need that. I don't want that. I don't want to deal with that. And so I've realized that when I come into contact with somebody like that, that's not my family. I'm very nice and I'm very cool to be around. But really, honestly, I don't try to spend more time with them because I don't need that. That's not part of my tribe. I don't need to explain to somebody. I don't need to try to explain to them who I am, right? I prefer to take less time explaining who I am and more time getting to know somebody that totally gets and understands where I'm coming from. And I think that when you begin to realize that life is not about explaining who you are, life is about kind of getting in where you fit in, it changes the whole dynamic. But on the flip side, when we're dealing with family, that's a whole nother deal. There are family members that don't understand your values, don't understand your plight, will question every little thing you do. You'll begin to question your validity. You'll begin to question yourself and your own mind. And it becomes kind of toxic. So how do you deal with that? Well, I figured that a lot of times with these situations, we got to recognize the fact that we, first off, cannot take this personally. And I know that's really hard to do. It's really hard to do to not take something personally because we are so used to taking things personally. We're so used to knowing that this is directed toward us that it like makes our blood boil when somebody begins to question our validity or why we do what we do. But I think you got to literally look at it from a scientific experiment, step back at the situation, and look at it from their viewpoint. And you don't have to accept their viewpoint, but you can understand that they have a limited knowledge base based on their perception and perspective of life, based on their historical record of what happened in their life and what didn't happen in their life. The things that they're scared of, their fears, the things that they've created in their life, all that stuff in between, you see what I'm saying? That's the key. And yeah, they might feel lesser than you. They might feel a little insecure, and that's why they're kind of punking you on what's going on. Maybe they feel a little jealous, sure. Maybe they're a little jealous of some of the stuff you're working on, and so they're looking for something that's wrong with it, looking to, you know, present or expose a problem in your situation, right? And then that could be true. They could just be insensitive. They could really have no clue why you're doing what you're doing, okay, which is normally what it is, and they don't see the value in it. And knowing that and realizing that usually it's not a personal thing, it's just they don't see the value in it, explaining yourself isn't going to go very far. It's not going to help you. Instead, what it's going to do is it's just going to displace your energy. So what I recommend in these situations is to realize that going in on it, because we already know the way that certain people think in our lives, right? We know it because we've been around it so long. We are aware of their drill, what they do on a day-to-day basis. We're aware of that. And so we know what's going to happen. We have an idea what they're going to say. So instead of trying to sit there and defend yourself, just say, hey, yeah, you know, and change the subject. Or talk about your situation in a very surfacey way. Or better yet, know the people that you don't need to talk to about your really cool stuff. Not everybody needs to know what you're doing. Do you see what I'm saying? And sometimes that might include your family. That might even include your mom or dad. Because they might just not get it. They might find a problem with it, an issue with it, because it just doesn't resonate with them, or it seems like a bad idea, or they don't get it. So sometimes in life, we have to realize what relationships can we talk about this with, and what can we not talk about. And it doesn't make the relationship any less good on one level or another. It just makes it that now you've become smart and know exactly what you can talk about, what you can't talk about, what you don't need to talk about, and the stuff that doesn't need any validation. When you realize that all the validation you need comes from inside of you, then your whole life changes. But that can be a whole lifetime to figure out. Once we realize internal validation, we figure it out. And that's one of the biggest things that I find often in my office, dealing with my clients and being able to work with them is amazing, and I enjoy it. But many of us are looking for acceptance and validation from the people in our life, from our family members, from our friends, from our mom, from our dad, even folks who are in their 40s or 50s still looking for validation from their family. And that's normal. And instead of realizing that once we validate and accept ourselves, all of a sudden, it doesn't matter what other people think. And you know what's weird about it, too, is that they actually begin to validate us. And they begin to accept us because we've already accepted ourselves. And even if they don't, we don't even realize it anymore. We don't even catch it. We don't even care because we're not even thinking about it at that level right this second. And it's a very interesting experience to begin to find your own internal acceptance and see it and see that validation and realize that if you validate what you're doing and you validate and accept your direction, your thoughts, what you value and what you're doing, all of a sudden your life makes complete sense. All of a sudden your life makes not only complete sense, but the rest of everything else quiets down because you're not looking to them for acceptance or validation anymore. You've already done that. Now, what's cool about it is you begin to find other people in your life who feel very similar about subject matters and direction and purpose and drive and what makes them tick and why they do what they do. And I consider that your tribe. And you can always have people that don't get you. And that could be family members. That could be, you know, friends, old school friends, you know. And there's certain sides that you understand about them. There's certain things that you can talk about. And there might be some of those friendships and relationships that you need to take a little less time with. You need to kind of pull back a little bit. And you need to use those resources and time to be around people that get you, that understand your plight, that understand your direction, all that stuff in between that makes life so cool. And that's what I think is so awesome. And that's what I want you to look at and begin to examine in your day-to-day life and say, okay, yeah, I really can't talk about this stuff with mom or dad, which is fine. But I do have these few friends that really get me, and they inspire me and I inspire them. And so spend time talking about that stuff that inspires you with them. But you don't have to cut out mom and dad. Just realize that they're going to feel certain ways about something. And so instead of having to validate your situation and explain yourself, just don't bring that stuff up. You see what I'm saying? Don't bring it up. Because they're going to find holes and problems. If you want to start a company and they think you're crazy, well, you don't have the financial resources. Well, how are you going to hire people? Well, how are you going to pay their salary, for God's sakes? Well, what are you planning on doing with all this? And, you know, most of that comes from their own insecurities or their own scarcity of resources or their own feelings of how bad and how hard it was to start their own company, because they don't want to see you get hurt, but they don't ever interpret it that way or say it that way. Instead, they find all the faults and they'll talk about it. And the way we hear it is very negative and it's very controlling. But in reality, it's like them talking about if they were going to start a company, how they would do it or why they wouldn't do it or what the pitfalls are, any of that stuff. And so a lot of times when other people are talking, you got to realize that they're really just talking about themselves. Okay? It has nothing to do with you. And when we realize that, life gets easier. And let me explain. When people talk to you, like, you know, you see them out at a social event and they say, hi, and how you doing? And sometimes the answers to their questions, to your questions, maybe like how they're doing or what's going on, or maybe they might even say something to you that you don't really even understand. And the reason for that is that it really wasn't directed to you. They were actually kind of talking to themselves, because most people are living in a world that's about them. And I'm not talking about full-on narcissism. I'm just talking about that it's really about them. And oftentimes when that happens, we interpret what they say directly as implication in our life, when in reality, they're pretty much talking about where they stand. When I return, I'll be talking about things that you can do in your daily life to find other folks who have the same values as you, where you don't have to explain yourself any longer. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBergess.com, AshleyBergess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, 1 in 4 people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about values, on finding your tribe, on finding folks that understand who you are so you don't have to explain yourself anymore. Isn't it so much better when something great happens in your life and you're able to share it with people that actually understand how great it is? It's pretty cool. It's a great feeling. And it validates a lot of things. But oftentimes when we don't find our tribe and we're doing a lot of people pleasing and trying to fit in and trying to have everybody like us, we surround ourselves with people who not always get us. They don't understand our plight. They don't understand our values. They don't have the same values. And in turn, what happens is they'll question a lot of what you're doing. And you begin to try to tell them what's going on and explain yourself and explain yourself and explain yourself. And eventually, whatever you're working on begins to lose its luster. You begin to try to explain yourself. And now what was really cool at one time is kind of convoluted. And now you don't really even know where you stand about the situation. And to me, that's not a cool place to be. You know, life is very intricate and dynamic. And when we realize the power we have within ourselves, all of a sudden we realize that oftentimes we've been letting go of our power and giving it to other people to make their decisions on our life when they have no business making decisions on our life right now or really ever. So I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on really finding the other folks that have the same values and what you can do to find, you know, get in where you fit in. Because that's really what life's about, right? Getting in where you fit in, where other people understand you and they get you and they feel, you know, what you're talking about. And when you have that happen, it's an amazing feeling. When you surround yourself with people that believe in your cause, right? Because it's their cause too. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. I mean, it's a totally different dynamic. I mean, life becomes very cool and very colorful and very dynamic and very original and very awesome in the process. And so the first thing that you can do is to recognize that not everybody's going to get you. Not everybody's going to understand you. Not everybody's going to get your plight. They're not going to understand why you're doing what you're doing. And that's fine. Now, the problem we usually fall into is we try to convince them. Convince them of our value. Because we want everybody to find us as valuable. But that's where we are wrong. That's where we waste our time. Who cares? Some people are going to find us valuable. Others aren't. But if they don't find us valuable, why do you want to try to overcome that? Why don't you just find other people that see your value? And I know some of you say, well, I want everybody to like me. Well, that's the next step, is to stop being a people pleaser. For crumbs. Seriously. Sometimes we sit here and please everybody all the time. For crumbs. For nothing. They don't even see eye to eye with you. They don't even understand you. They don't even get you. So why? Why does it matter? You can still care about them. You can still say hi to them. You can still, you know, unconditionally love them. But that's not part of your tribe. Because, like, if you think about it, a tribe has, like, a direction. It has a value. It has a mission statement. It has a purpose. It has its own symbol. It's got its own mascot, for God's sakes. And if you don't see eye to eye on values, you can't be in the same tribe, and that's fine. And that's the next step, is to realize that not everybody's going to be in your tribe. And that's okay. And that makes life kind of cool, actually. Because it's kind of like a cool little society. You got to go find your little secret society. Go find your niche. And that's kind of cool. And I like that kind of stuff. And I think when we realize that life is about that, it makes life more interesting, more dynamic, more cool, more like, you know, the path less taken kind of stuff. And that's what I find so appealing. And I think if you begin to realize and relish in the fact that our choices do matter, you will begin to find that appealing as well. And I know there's some folks out there that are family members and friends and all that stuff that you had around for a long time, or there might be mom or dad, that never seem to embrace your new stuff in your life. They don't embrace where you're going. They don't understand what you're doing. You bring up a new idea to them, and they're just like poo-pooing all over it. And in these situations, you got to limit your exposure of what matters to them around them and realize that that's just part of their nature. They're not going to give you the acceptance, and they're not going to validate what you're doing, so don't keep looking for it. Stop. The more you keep looking for it, the more they're going to hold it away from you. In my office in session, one of the analogies I often use is I point at a water bottle that I give my client when they walk in the door, and I say, you see that bottle? And they say, yeah. And I say, you know what that bottle represents? Acceptance. Validation. I said, and so when you're looking for that from someone else and they're holding that water bottle, right? They're not going to give you their water bottle. They're not going to give that to you, right? And if you think about it in the right form, in the right format, you realize that you can get your own water bottle, meaning you can get your own validation and your own acceptance. And once you have that, you don't need someone else's validation and acceptance. You don't need two bottles of water, right? You already got one. And that's what I'm talking about here. When we find our tribe and we realize who we are, all of a sudden our life changes because we're not looking for that validation and acceptance from the outside world anymore. We already have it. So what happens is that people begin to connect with you on your vibe because they too have accepted themselves and validated themselves, and they've stopped looking for external validation. And when that happens, your entire life changes. Everything in your world changes because you're no longer needing validation from anybody else. It's quite the contrary. So instead of having those long conversations about validation and needing this and needing that, no, you don't need it. You don't even have to go people-pleasing for crumbs. And you know the conversations that you want to have and the conversations you just don't have time for, because time is of the essence. Sorry to say, we don't have unlimited time, unfortunately. I know it's something that bugs out of me. It bugs me. Well, it makes me kind of sad, too, because I'm like, man, time is flying by. What are we going to do? But you stop people-pleasing and you realize that that bottle of water represents everything, and that you have that water. You don't need anybody else's water. You got your own. And so from then on out, these relationships that we have with people that don't understand us, it doesn't matter that much anymore. You can still have a conversation with them. You can still say hi and you can still love them, but they might not get you. And that's okay. Because not everybody's going to understand you. Not everybody's going to be open arms to you. Not everybody's going to think you're the greatest. That's just the way life is. But when we understand that and we don't take it personally and we found our tribe, and we have our acceptance, and we have our validation, all of a sudden, the world's pretty great. Doesn't matter what they think. Yeah, I know. It's pretty refreshing and pretty effervescently awesome Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on that contact page and send me a message. I look forward to working with you to be your life coach. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, back this time in two shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.